You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Oh, the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
All right, round here, we are not strangers to Michael Jordan comparisons. Here was the most recent-ish one that didn't go according to plan.
Comes to every meeting prepared. Just telling you, they pass on Deshaun Watson, they're passing on Michael Jordan. I mean, I'm just telling you, Deshaun Watson is the best by a long shot.
All right, so there you go. That was Dabo Swinney talking about Deshaun Watson being Michael Jordan. And now here we are, Hannah McNair, talk of the town, internet going nuts yesterday, going at your boy, popular as ever, one of the bigger rock stars in town, and John Lopez is about to, I don't even know what to say.
Well, thanks for contaminating my opinion here.
No. It's all you here. I'm crisscross applesauce.
All right, so let me reiterate what I said in the last segment, and I think most people will get it when I lay it out. I'm going to compare Hannah McNair to Michael Jordan, and by the end of this segment, you, Figgy, and everyone listening is going to say, you know what? That's right. Okay. Now, let me explain it. Now, we got to go back in time to Michael Jordan, right? Let's go back in time and Michael Jordan. Let me set this up. When he had his early on in his career, he was already legendary from the moment he got into the NBA. He had huge moments. He had huge, accolades. He had his shoes. He was one of the highest touted and most recognized, just an absolute rising star, correct?
Yeah.
What was his breakout moment? He went in to Boston Garden against the unbeatable world champion Boston Celtics and put 63 up on their ass.
And they got swept, though.
Got 63 up on his ass.
They got swept.
I know, but I'm talking about his breakout moment.
Oh, yeah.
Double overtime, 63 points. Absolutely. That was the moment that took an already very popular Michael Jordan and vaulted him into a stratosphere that knew no bounds.
Okay.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah, it was a big moment.
Right, right. That was the moment. That was his breakout moment that vaulted him into an altogether different stratosphere.
Right.
Going into yesterday on In the Loop, Hannah McNair was already a star. She had turned her back on Deshaun Watson famously. She had kind of become an incredible kind of face of the yin to Cal's yang, kind of the face of being able to put things very bluntly, gaining all kinds of popularity in the city and in the NFL. And then yesterday happened. And I'm telling you, I'm not overselling this. Yesterday in our studio, she went at the NFL in terms of like the I mean, not the NFL, Amy Adams and the uniforms and all that without mentioning her name. She went at you. She brought in receipts. She talked about the rivalry with Tennessee, and it's not a rivalry if you can't beat us. Yesterday was Hannah McNair's.
You think she dropped 63 yesterday? Maybe 20.
Dude, we have the audio.
She might have had 20. She didn't have 63.
Okay, let me go back to, because I got a line I'm going to drop here on Hannah McNair that came to mind, and it's from this clip, Figgy. This clip after at the end and after Michael Jordan put 63 on Larry Bird, Kevin McHale, and the Celtics.
I don't think you could say it or explain it any other way. Michael Jordan is Michael Jordan. He's exactly what's happening right now.
Hannah McNair is Hannah McNair, and she's exactly what's happening right now.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dude, play the clips. I know we have them because we were looking at them before the show. She came in she came in yesterday to our studios on our show and dropped 63 on their ass. She took it to an altogether different stratosphere, her star. And from now on, I'm not trying to be dramatic here or over the top or whatever.
Oh, no, I'm not saying you're trying. It seems like it's pretty natural for you.
She had a breakout game because the timing of it all. She was already popular. She was already integral. But she showed that cockiness that's actually endearing, you know, the way she kind of swaggered in, said all these things, but still was endearing to fans. Who was the most popular person last night at the event?
The McNairs as a pair.
And Hannah was pretty much kind of the tip of the arrow, so to speak. And here's the other thing about her that was interesting. And this was her 63-point breakout game yesterday on our show.
Man, I knew you liked rich people. I didn't know it was this far.
I'm analyzing.
I didn't know we were going to compare to Michael Jordan now.
Well, I'm analyzing. I'm opining. I'm being analogous. And that's kind of my job. So I'm telling you straight out, there are very few people who can pull off like what Michael Jordan did in the Garden. In a losing effort and double overtime, all of a sudden become the biggest name in the game. And Hannah McNair yesterday, especially as a woman, well, let's face it, as a woman, a lot of people would say, oh, she's this, she's that, you know, or whatever. No, she's endearing. And she has that little cockiness that came across on the show yesterday. That was her. She came into In the Loop, and that was her
Michael Jordan.
Her, huh? Michael Jordan moment. She's in another stratosphere now.
MJ, huh?
Yep.
So what is she gonna have, like some air stilettos?
I mean maybe.
Her own line of
shoes.
The Air Meneers.
What do you think, Figgy? I'm being dead serious.
I like how you put all of that together, man, but I mean, it's hard to just compare her to Michael Jordan, man.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's hard, but I did it.
It's a lot, man.
And I
salute
think it
to you, man. You clearly got the talent, but I think the only thing these two got in common is they rich.
Yeah, that's I feel like you might have taken it too far.
Nah, man. That was her Jordan-esque performance.
There were a couple of moments yesterday that I think kind of brought things into perspective with where the Texans are. And I think, first of all, trying to park was crazy.
You couldn't get a spot. The overall excitement was as high as I can remember, and there does seem to be a healthy amount of confidence right now. And I think the best thing about it is I don't know how high the ceiling is. I don't know if the Texans go where they've never gone before. If the Texans, we look back and say they're one of the most disappointing teams in the NFL. I mean, a lot of things can happen in the league. But the one thing that I think that they've done is they've raised the floor to where I don't think we're ever going to go back to where we were a few years ago. I don't think that's even the slightest possibility.
I've said this in different contexts. And I forget exactly what context it was, but the Texans are in a different neighborhood now. You know, they're not playing in the same neighborhood that they used to. And I think with that comes, you know, obviously higher expectations, bigger disappointment if you don't meet some of those expectations. But you're rubbing shoulders with a different, altogether different group of people. And so, like, the way that they pulled that off yesterday, the fact that they're literally and figuratively changing the face of this franchise, whether it's C.J. Stroud, D'Amico, or uniforms, or just how people perceive them, they're in a different neighborhood. You know, they're in a different neighborhood now, and that's what makes it even more exciting. Could make it more disappointing if they fall flat, but it makes it more exciting because every week you're going to go out there thinking that this is a game that you could see something special, first of all, and win.
And they have the right leader. They have the right man in charge. They have the right face. His name is D'Amico Ryans. Can't say that for all the teams in town. It's time to ask the question, and it's time to cuss and discuss. Do the Astros miss Dusty? We'll discuss next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.